Big Brother Saeed from the United Arab Emirates said that he's going to be leaving for Umrah, I think he's saying tomorrow, and I accept his Umrah inshallah. The brother's asking about shaving his hair. He wants to do an Umrah for his father, one for his mother, one for himself. If you want to do so many Umrahs at one particular time, returning to Masjid Aisha like we spoke about before, what do you do in terms of leaving the Ihram and shaving your hair? How do you go about doing this?
The scholars said it is not recommended for a pilgrim or a mu'tamir, one who assumes in the journey to perform either Hajj or Umrah, to perform more than one Umrah in this journey. I said recommended. And you will not find somebody who says it is haram. So why did he say it's recommended? Because this is the Hajj, the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to performing Umrah. We all know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed four Umrahs. Each one was an independent Umrah, in an independent journey. So he came from Al-Madinah all the way for Umrah al-Qadha, and he only performed one Umrah, and it was after a long time that he was not allowed to perform Umrah. And after the Treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah, the Meccans gave him 3 days, the Meccan pagans. It was a deal to stay in Mecca for 3 days, and in 3 days it was very accessible to perform 10 Umrahs. I personally came to meet people who performed 3 and 4 Umrahs a day, going back and forth, back and forth. It's only 50 riyal, pick up a cab and go to Masjid Aisha. This is not proper. This is not the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is there any better thing to do during this time? Definitely. Once you're done with your Umrah, perform tawaf. A tawaf is a magnificent ibadah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "At-tawafu salah." The only difference is that you can speak during the tawaf, while you can't during the salah say anything other than what's prescribed. So if you're asking me a religious advice, you, before going for the Umrah, you intend from now, you're making this Umrah for yourself, or on behalf of your mother, or on behalf of your brother, or your father. And since you are in the Gulf region, you can perform another Umrah. And the more you pay, and the more you spend time and effort and money for performing such great ibadah, the more is the reward. إِنَّمَا الْأَجْرُ عَلَى قَدْرِ الْمَشَقَّةِ. It's one thing. Now, what if you disregard all what I said? And you're still going to do more than one Umrah? I cannot tell you it is haram, but it is not the right thing to do. But now, you mentioned a very important thing I would like to correct. You said, before I take my ihram off, I shave, then I go to. So the proper way to do it is, number one, after performing tawaf, then sa'i, before undoing your ihram, is to do at-tahallul. At-tahallul will be done by either shortening or shaving the hair. This is another thing will take us to those who do more than one Umrah a day or in a few days. The scholars say those who are nearby Mecca, it is recommended not to do Umrah, more than one Umrah within 10 days, because this is the least time that your hair will grow back in case that you chose to shave. So at-tahallul will be by either shaving or trimming, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred shaving. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Rahim Allahu muhalliqin," he prayed for those who shaved 3 times versus once for those who shortened the hair. Then while after you shave, you are already in a state of tahallul. You undid your ihram. It is not the ihram clause which determines you are in ihram or not. This is just one of the symbols and indications of ihram. Otherwise, al-ihram will be official once you assume the intention of ihram while having the ihram clothes on before al-miqat. And Allah knows best.
JazakAllah khair.